Man faces multiple felony charges in connection with a Canton drive-by shooting. 23-year-old Theophilus Davis of Massillon arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court on charges including felonious assault and discharging a firearm into a habitation. He was arrested Friday. Police say the shooting happened April 28th near 30th Street and Fletcher Avenue Northeast. Victims reported being chased by two vehicles when gunfire erupted. Their car and a nearby house were hit by bullets, though no injuries were reported. Status hearing scheduled for Wednesday. Man scheduled for arraignment Tuesday in Canton Municipal Court after an investigation into the abuse of his 14-year-old girlfriend. 23-year-old Nathan Oler of Canton Township faces charges including unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, abduction, and assault. Stark County Sheriff's Office says Oler restrained the teen at a home in the 200 block of 29th Street Southwest Sunday. Oler was taken into custody the same day and remains in the county jail. Canton man jailed on felonious assault and aggravated menacing charges after police say he stabbed a woman during a domestic incident. 27-year-old Austin Solson is accused of stabbing the victim in the forearm with a butter knife, causing injuries that required stitches. Police say he also threatened to kill the 34-year-old victim. Solson scheduled for arraignment Tuesday in Canton Municipal Court. The incident occurred early Sunday in the 1900 block of 37th Street Northwest. Motorists along I-77 can now see water slides rising at the future Hall of Fame Village Water Park in Canton. Crews are continuing construction on the project known as Game Day Bay after work resumed earlier this year. Water park will feature a wave pool, lazy river, and swim-up bar inside a 140,000-square-foot facility. The attraction expected to open next spring. Following a major data breach in July 2024, Stark County officials making changes to the county's criminal justice information system. Commissioners say they allowed a contract to expire with third-party company Yates Technology. The repository reports Yates maintained the network but declined to accept new cybersecurity requirements. The online system connects courts, law enforcement, clerks of courts, and the county jail. The 2024 breach might have exposed personal information of nearly 300,000 people. Demolition began earlier this month on the former Massillon State Hospital. Louisville-based Eslich Wrecking says the work should take about 7 weeks. According to the repository, ComQuest Mental Health Services, which acquired the property in 2016, says the building is being removed for safety reasons and to improve the site for future client services. The 130-year-old building on Erie Street South once housed thousands of psychiatric patients from across Ohio. The original hospital building, named for then-Governor William McKinley, opened to patients in 1898. An appeal filed by a Columbiana man sentenced to decades in prison for an attack on a woman. 66-year-old Frederick Haroff of Columbiana was given 39 to 44 and a half years by Common Pleas Judge Scott Washam. The appeal alleges the sentence exceeded that suggested by government attorneys. Prosecutors say he beat the victim with a bat, tried to strangle her, and set her home on fire during the June incident in Fairfield Township. Haroff pleaded guilty to charges including attempted murder, arson, and kidnapping. A June 2nd trial canceled after attorneys reported a possible resolution in an East Liverpool murder case. A plea hearing for 34-year-old Daniel Whitley is now scheduled for June 1st. Whitley is charged with aggravated murder in the May 2025 shooting death of 58-year-old James Powell in an apartment complex. Whitley was arrested hours later. He remains jailed under a $1 million bond. Highway Patrol investigating a crash in Beaver Township that left a pedestrian in critical condition. The person was hit around 2 Sunday afternoon while trying to cross State Route 46 near Lesher Road. Troopers say a 63-year-old Columbiana man was driving northbound when the crash happened. The pedestrian was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center for treatment. The driver and passenger were not hurt. Struthers police say a brief standoff ended after a man barricaded himself inside a home following a shooting Saturday afternoon. Officers say the call came in around 2 o'clock on Poland Avenue for two men arguing. A shot was fired during the dispute. Suspects surrendered after about 10 to 15 minutes inside the home. No one was hurt. Police later executed a search warrant at the scene. A deer management program in Mill Creek Metro Parks moving forward despite public opposition. According to the Vindicator, Mill Creek Metro Parks officials say the controlled hunts are needed to reduce an overabundant deer population that's damaging park vegetation. The 2025-26 season includes select weekend gun hunts from November 29th through December 27th. With some areas closed to the public, the program has been upheld in court and is expected to continue for years to come. Saints Peter and Paul Church will hold its final mass June 29th. Bishop David Bonar approved a plan to end use of the building for worship following a proposal from the Society of St. Vincent de Paul to purchase the property. Church joins St. Brendan and St. Matthias, which recently closed. We have the following funeral announcement. Service for 99-year-old Sophia Bargides Douglas, formerly of Alliance, Wednesday at 10 o'clock at Alliance City Cemetery. Arrangements by Sher Sterling Skivalaki.